hope fills the streets of Cuba's capital as residents hear about President Obama's plan to restore relations with Cuba. Abiel San Miguel owns a restaurant in Havana.
I am happy. I hope this will be the beginning of the end of illogical things, which have no reason to exist and which have been shown to be obsolete.
But there are differing opinions at a Cuban neighborhood in Florida.
Obama making all the concessions, and what are we getting from the Castro?
Change could come to Cuba, but not quickly. It will take time for the State Department to review Cuba's designation as a terrorist sponsor. Assistant Secretary of State Roberta Jacobson.
We have to look at whether they have renounced the use of terrorism. We have to look at their ratification of international instruments against terrorism.
Next, the president can ease some financial restrictions, but constitutionally he cannot lift the trade embargo that dates back to the 1960s. Mike Gonzalez spoke via Skype from the Heritage Foundation.
The embargo, in other words, can only be changed and amended by the Congress. Mr. Obama, the executive, has no legislative powers.
All six Cuban-American members of Congress, regardless of political affiliation, oppose the president's proposals. Carl Meacham from the Center for Strategic and International Studies says that disapproval also could extend to diplomatic measures, with the president's plan to open a U.S. embassy in Cuba. Senators could refuse to confirm the ambassador and...
The Congress funds these embassies, funds the government. So, will these senators be okay with the funding of an embassy, or will they oppose that?
Restoring a diplomatic relationship with Cuba is constitutionally the president's right. But Congress carries the power of the purse and could refuse to fund anything that he proposes. In Washington, Carolyn Persuti, VOA News.